at the beginning of Seder, 9 o'clock, we'll try to have a Shir Halacha from like 9 to 9:18, and then we start Seder Marma Kindness.
So, put the phone
yes,
for the recording.
I can't stress as much. We'll try to be on time and try to machazik everyone. It's great to see everybody. So I wanted to begin with today, just let's talk about the mitzvah of tshuva. I think it's appropriate. You know, we're 10 days, 12 days before Yom HaDin. And it's important to talk about tshuva. In fact, tshuva is now. Why do I say that tshuva is now? You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we always want to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. And what he wants us to do now, specifically, is tshuva. It says, Dirshu Hashem b'imotzo, Elo asar yomim bein Rosh Hashanah yom kippurim, Gemara says Rosh Hashanah. These 10 days, Hashem wants us to do, focus. And even before the 10 days, Hashem wants us to do tshuva. And, you know, it's like, I'll have all of those. If you have a good coach, or, you know, he wants you to do something, you're going to do it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the universe. He wants us to do tshuva now. So we got to start. And Hashem does a lot of things for us to encourage us to do tshuva. I'll give you like 3-4 makaros so you'll get down to show that Hashem really encourages you to do tshuva. Number one, the Gemara says in Sota and Daf Lamed Beisim and Aleph that whenever you do tshuva, you're supposed to do it quietly, balachash. You're not supposed to get up in the middle of shul and say, you know what, I ate a cheeseburger, you know? Or, I didn't put on tefillin, God forbid. It's very embarrassing and would discourage a guy from doing tshuva. So we say it quietly, balachash. You take a look in Sota, Lamed Bezim et al. For Rabbi Yochanan, made a takana b'shem Shimon bar Yochai. And the reason why Hashem made it that you should do it quietly is to encourage you to do tshuva. Who would want to do tshuva in a situation where, you know, you're going to get embarrassed? No one wants to be embarrassed, right? So Hashem says, you say it quietly. And that's what we do. We say it quietly. We always do tshuva. And, you know, what's the best phrase, I think, that proves that Hashem wants us to do tshuva? One of the phrases I believe we say in Yom Kippur, certainly in the Ilah, is Atan Nosin Yad LePoshim. What does that mean? Hashem extends his hand out for poshim. Extending your hand is Hashem wants us to do tshuva. And in a certain sense, if we don't take that opportunity, it's a terrible aveira. It really is. The Rambam writes that if you don't do tshuva during the Sirsimei tshuva, you won't be in the middle anymore. You won't be a Beinoni. Why won't I be a Beinoni? Just do another mitzvah. Why did he say if you don't do tshuva at this time, you're in trouble? You know why? Because not doing tshuva in itself is an aveira. So no matter how many mitzvahs you'll do, the fact you didn't do tshuva during this time offsets it. So the first maramakam I want to mention is Atan Nosin Yad LePoshim. The second maramakam is Hashem says, do tshuva quietly, balachash. And that will encourage you. No one should say, oh, I'm discouraged. I won't be able to do it. Because why? Because people are going to be embarrassed. A third marker that's very interesting is, have you guys ever heard of Takanas Marish? Takanas Marish is if I steal a beam, say I go to Home Depot one day or Lowe's and there's no boards. So I have a neighbor and I see he's got boards there. So I take the board and I steal it. And I build a mansion with it, worth millions of dollars. My neighbor wants his board back. The Torah says it's a mitzvah to return the stolen object. What do I have to do? I have to knock down my whole few million dollar mansion to get the board to give back. That's theoretical. That's midat Torah. I have to do that. The bottom line is I stole the board. I should have to return it, no? So the Chacham came up with this concept called Takanas Hashavin. To encourage a Baal Tshuva to return the stolen object, they say just pay the cash. How much it's worth. So that's a great example that Hashem always wants to encourage us to do tshuva. Always. He always wants to encourage us to do tshuva. And the Chachamim have this takana that will motivate us to do tshuva. And therefore, a guy who's a ganef will say, forget about it. I'm not gonna do tshuva. I'm going to spend millions of dollars to dismantle this mansion, to give back the board. That's nuts. So I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to return it. Forget about it. No, they said fakir. They said, I want you to pay the cash of the board, and you can leave the mansion. That's another example, another Mara Mukum that Hashem encourages us to what? Encourages us to do tshuva in a very strong way. There, it's interesting that, I don't know if you ever heard of Rabbeinu Gershom, the Mora Gola. Rabbeinu Gershom, who was one of the Rabbeim Rashi, he was the Gadol HaDor in the year 1000. He's famous for takanas, you can't open mail, you can't marry multiple women, you can't divorce your wife against her will. But Rabbeinu Gershom made the following psak. There were Kohanim in his times that were apostates, that went off the derech and were engaged in Avodah Zarah. And you know what they did? They wanted to come back to Shul and Duchen. They wanted to come back. And there were a lot of guys in Shul say, get out of town. Here, you want to bless us, and you've been a bishop, you've been a cardinal for all these years, and you want to come bless us? A chutzpah. So a lot of guys didn't want them. So the Rabbeinu Gershom said, you know what? You're mechuyev to take him back. Because we want to encourage a guy to do tshuva, and we can take him back, and he can give you a bracha, and he can bless you, and he can be a kohen. No doubt. There is absolutely no doubt in our minds that we always encourage a guy. B'makom shebaalei tshuva omdim, ein tzadikim gmurim omdim. Where's the Gemara in Shas? Brachas, lamedalad aman aleph. B'makom shebaalei tshuva omdim, tzadikim gmurim don't stand. We always encourage a guy to do tshuva. And you should be mekabel the guy, ba'ava, and mekabel him in a good way. I don't care. Don't stand on ceremony and say, oh, this guy's been a bishop, how can he bless me? Forget about that. He's willing to turn a page, he's willing to do tshuva. We want to be mekabel him. Tshuva elai v'ashuva alecha. What does Hashem say? Return to me, and I'll return to you. Right? This is the time period. L'David Hashem Oiri, this is the time period, L'maisa, where Hashem wants us to what, you know, we're L'dodi. We have a relationship with him. So we have to what? We have to highlight it. And I always say in the beginning of the semester, you know, the secular study is not so hard. So we should engage in the learning the best of our ability. And I'm not saying you don't have, should go to class, but L'maisa will focus more on the learning. Focus more on the learning. It won't hurt you. You'll be all, you start off strong. It's a good thing. So, have you ever heard of the Isser? I'll give you another Maramukkah. I think we have three so far. Fourth mucker. And that is that, have you ever heard of the concept of Onah? Onah. You know what Onah is? You're not allowed to overcharge someone when they buy an object. It's called Onah. Aleph Vav Nun Aleph Hey. In the Mishnayos above Metziah, Onah, it's called. There's also something called Onah, that's called Onah, it's Mamon. But there's something called Onah, it's Dvarim. You know what Onah, it's Dvarim is? Making fun of a guy. And you know about how that manifests itself for Baalei Tshuva? Oh, I heard you're a Baal Tshuva. Let me ask you, how were those Big Macs? You know, how were those Quarter Pounders? You know, is that a proper thing to do? That's usser. That's called onas dvarim. Not only that, the Maharami Rutenberg. You know the Maharami Rutenberg? Maharami Rutenberg sat in prison. He died in prison. He refused to have the rush, his Talmud, redeem him. He says, that's what the, you know, I'm not going to negotiate with terrorists. Happened to be when he did die, the rush was pulled him out of prison. But Maharami Rutenberg died in prison. And he actually issued a cherem. You guys know what a cherem is? A cherem is basically a klala. It's always usher to give someone a klala that a guy should die. That's what a cherem really is. Anyone who makes fun of a Baal Tshuva, or anyone tries to remind someone. You know, if someone had, let's say, a bad thing happen in his life, I don't know, let's say a guy got divorced, God forbid, he remarried, you know, every time you see the guy, you ask him how his first wife is. I mean, you're such a cruel, evil guy. You know what I mean? That's not acceptable. So this is found by tshuva as well, that there's this concept of onas dvarim, of a person, you know, discouraging. We want a mechazik, a guy to tshuva, open arms all the time. Can always come back. There was a Tana who unfortunately, Rabbi Lazar Badadoy, he was, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, he was with all the Zonas in the world, And he felt so bad, sincerely, at the end of his life, he cried out to Hashem. And Abbas Kol came out, he died. Abbas Kol came out and said he was Kono Olamo B'Shachas. He acquired his whole world in 1 hour, in 1 second. Now, it's hard to understand that, but it means he was so sincere and pure that he came back. And we find that Reish Lakish also, Reish Lakish went off the derech and he came back. So the greatness of being a Baal Tshuva is that a person can what? A person can, you know, Reish Lakish became one of the Gedolei HaDor, which is unheard of. He went off the derech and came back. We find that they're Baalei Tshuva that became Gedolei HaDor. But having someone who is frum go off the derech and comes back, that's what Tosfos says about Metzia Peheim and Af. The Rav writes about this in Al HaTshuva. How Reish Lakish went off the derech and he came back. So this is the time period, guys, that we really need to what? We really need to focus ourselves and start thinking about how we can be what? How we can really do tshuva. I know it's hard with the end of the summer to start YU, but Rosh Hashanah is coming up. And Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. So, and I tell you, Rav Shechter Shlita always pointed out to us, oh, I'm sure he still points it out, that in the bracha and tshuva that we say 3 times a day in Shmon Esrei, what do you say? What is the first 3 words you say? Hashivenu Avinu L'sor HaSecha. Yes, we're learning Baba Basra. A pathway to do tshuva is the pathway is through Talmud Torah. Why are you talking about Torah if it's a bracha about tshuva? Apparently the model is that in order to what? In order to get to Torah, in order to get to Tshuva Shleim, it's through the Talmud Torah. When we open up God willing Baba Basra, right in 5 minutes, and we open up the Mishnah and we do the Rashi and the Tosis, that's relating to Hashem. You relate to Hashem in 2 ways, through davening and through learning. In this day and age, we don't have karbanos. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And that's just like Torah requires hard work, Amelis, Tshuva requires hard work as well. And the Rav delineates what it is. It's Hakaras Achei, recognizing what your sins are. Number two is Charata, guilt, feeling bad about it. Right? It's a positive thing between you and Hashem. And if it's been Amla Chaver, if you hurt a guy, you feel bad. You want to ask for Mechila. And number three is a Kabbal on the future. You don't want to do it. And that's what Al HaTshuva, the whole Sefer, is all about. It delineates those 3 steps. So that's very, very critical, what we have to try to do. And I want to just point out two stories that really highlight this, okay? And then we'll close. Everyone has we'll give out the Mar Mechaimus. If you have kashas throughout Seder, let me know. We usually have Seder till lunch, till noon. Then you have a break till 1:15. And Shir will be across the street in first, room 217, from 1:15 to 2:30. And 2:30 will dab mincha, okay? We always try to go bizman. Yes?
I think today we have there's something at 11:15.
Oh, in the Mishmedish. Yeah. Okay, so hopefully it'll end by 12. You guys get a good lunch, right? Now, is there supposed to be a lunch or something today?
There's a lunch in
the shir room?
I think so.
In the shir room. Okay, great. So we have a lunch, 12 o'clock. Great. Okay. In our 217, I guess. And then we'll have shir 1:15. So we'll stop 2:30. The latest 2:31 with Davin Mikta. You guys get a snack, whatever, if you're a seller. Always try to be on time, okay? Because I don't want to go over. You guys got to get the class. But at the same time, be on shir time and be on Seder, okay? Just 2 stories. The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, and the Mar Makomos, I don't want you to rush through. Go through them slow. If you have kashas, you can ask me. I'll be here, God willing. The Iker is to understand it. That's the Iker. You take your time, okay? You go through the Mishnah, the Rashi, the Tosis, okay? Now, 2 stories. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Shari Tshuva, Aleph Beis. Perek Aleph, Ashar Aleph Os Beis. There's a bunch of guys in prison. They hatch an escape plan. They all get out. And one guy stays. So the guardsman of the jail comes in and says, what are you doing here? You're tippish. Everyone else left. Why did you stay? What is that a marshal for, he says. Us right now doing tshuva. We don't do tshuva now. We're like the guy who stayed in prison. And the other guys got out. It's a good imagery, no? It is a good imagery. It's a good muscle. It's a very beautiful image. Number 2 is Yushalmi and Sanhedrin. Yushalmi Sanhedrin writes, you guys heard of Menashe? Menashe was the son of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. It's a machlokes between the Chacham and Reb Yehuda whether they got a chelik in Olam Haba. It's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin at the beginning of Perek HaChelik. Mishnah Daf Sadi Alphamets, who's a bad guy. Question is, did he get a chelik in Olam Haba? Did he do true at the end of his life? Reb Yehuda says he did. Chacham say not. So Yushalmi tells a story that the Babylonians took him by a hook and put him in this big cauldron and started boiling him in water. And he starts thinking and praying to all the idols in the world, and no one answers. Then he starts praying to Hashem, and he says, if Hashem doesn't answer me, Hashem's like all the other gods, which is, of course, not true. We only believe in Hashem. So Hashem says, okay, I'm mekabel you. He's davening. The Malachi Ashars close the windows so that tefillahs won't get in. Hashem turns to the Malachi Ashars and says, if I don't let this guy in, how are all the people that want to do tshuva going to think? I have to let him in. He built a tunnel, and Menashe got in through a tunnel by the Kisei HaKavod. He built through a tunnel, and he got in through the Kisei HaKavod. So Hashem is willing to even let a guy like that do tshuva. The Malachi Asharis were against him. Okay? So therefore, those two stories, I really think, hit home how much Hashem wants us to do tshuva. If he wants us to do something, we got to do it. We can't disappoint him. Cannot disappoint him. So it's incremental. Every day, try to start a little bit, maybe a longer in the bracha shiveinu, slach lanu, maybe a bill misil shisharim, maybe ala tshuva, shari tshuva, something on your own if you can. Concretize it, okay? I know there's a lot going on, it's new, but it'll change your whole day. And it'll put you in the mood for Rosh Hashanah. Okay, just to conclude, you know, all the Sfardim, as I know, because we said we finish 918, they say Slichus the whole month. Shulchan Aruch, right, Binyamin? The Ramah Ashkenazim say you have to say Slichus at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, at least four. Now, Rosh Hashanah starts on a Monday night. So if we started Saturday night, it wouldn't be four. So we push it back all day the previous Saturday night, right? This Saturday night, we start Slichus, correct? Because you need to have at least four. Now, what's so special about four? What is it, a magic number? It's not baseball. You know what I mean? No magic number. Where'd you get four from? So Mr. Brewer quotes Eli Al Rabbah that says, by all the Karbanis and Pinchas, it says, V'kraftim Ola. V'kraftim Ola. You know what it says by Rosh Hashanah? V'asisim Ola. You make yourself an Ola. On Rosh Hashanah, you make yourself a Korban. And the halach is, before you offer a korban, how many days do you need to examine the behemah? That there's no blemish. 4 days. You need at least 4 days of slichus to examine yourself that you have no blemishes. So we start slichus at least 4 days, or more, here in this case, maybe even more. More than four. It's got to be at least four. You got that? It's a beautiful thought. So that's what we need to try to do. Put us in that mood, and Bez Hashem will give us a good year, a good, healthy and happy year, and we get started with learning the Bava Basra position. Okay, it's great to see everybody. So, again, I guess, is the food supposed to be there? Are we supposed to be?